I just wanted to talk a little bit about when it's time to use your anger to help you make peace within yourself. And how I did that was I got mad, and I stopped letting anger make me desire revenge, and I started checking in. I said, okay, I'm mad, I'm angry, so this is a sign that I need to go and work on myself. I want to change that person. I want them to suffer, or I want them to change. I want to play situations that happened years ago over and over again in my mind and play them in a way where I rebel or I snap on them. When that's happening, I know, okay, now I need to stop and center myself and get back to me and not focus on them, because that's me sending out attachments to them. That's me attaching myself. I'm judging them. I want to change them. I want to seek revenge. All of that stuff is really me sending out attachments, and I don't want to be attached to these negative people, these people that don't serve me. And if that's true, and I know that that's true in my heart, then what I really need to do is step back and go, okay, what do I need to do? I need to center myself. I need to work on that. I need to work on myself. I need to show myself more love, so that I can really, really gather peace within myself, because I will not gather peace sending out attachments to these people. I cannot control them. No matter how hard I focus on them, or how much I think about them, or how many times I want to lash out, it don't matter. I will never be able to change another person. I can only change myself. So sometimes we use anger in a negative way that helps other people hurt us, because we're hurting ourselves. There's a way to use anger to your advantage, but you have to be patient with anger, and it's okay to be angry. Anger is not necessarily always a negative thing, because you can be numb. You could be stuck in emotional and physical paralysis. I was stuck that way for 4 years in a relationship where I just let anything happen to me. I let them say anything to me. I let them do anything. I stayed in the dark. I stayed quiet. I stayed still. And I was very, very numb. And it wasn't until I got mad, he finally made me mad. And that was when I was able to get out of that situation and free myself, because I was forced into action. I wanted him to pay. I wanted to distance myself from him. I wanted to get away because I was so mad and hurt. I had been hurt, but I had let it stop me and paralyze me. So anger, when I got angry, then I said, you know what, I'm not accepting no text messages from this person. I'm not accepting no phone calls from this person. I'm not accepting the hoovering, the love bombing, and the lies. And I'm not going to believe what they say, because I am now angry. I'm mad. And then once I got past that stage, because I didn't act on it, I didn't hurt them in a physical way, but I started to work on myself and say, look, let me get myself together. And that was when I was really able to start pulling myself up. But I had to get mad to get out of that relationship. I had to get mad to start really working on my financial situation, my living situation, my spiritual situation. My creativity started rising up, and I started really being able to build something for myself. And learn that I could be all that and more for myself without this person. And that was all started with me being mad first. So it is not about sending out, and I wasn't sending out attachments. I wasn't sending out text messages. I wasn't, you know, thinking about that person. I was only thinking about myself, and that was okay. I finally made it okay. I gave myself permission to act on something that was self-love and self-care and self-preservation. And that's what you can do with anger. Anger is not all about being mad at that person. And just, you can know in your mind, okay, they did something wrong to me or someone that I love, but I don't have to hold on to that, because that doesn't serve me. Because they violated me. Now I'm violating myself with that anger, holding it in. That's not going to serve me. Don't violate yourself with anger. Pull yourself out of that and use anger to better yourself. Use that emotion, that same energy. You can transfer it from energy, from anger to progress, from anger to working out, from anger to dedicating an hour to yourself every day and really working on yourself. Do yoga, do meditation, and change it to one fiery emotion to another fiery emotion, but it don't have to be anger as a fiery emotion. You can use it to fuel your adrenaline or your physical energy so that you can work it out. You can work out that energy in a physical way, or you can sit with yourself and write, and you can write out all the things that you feel in your emotions while they are fresh and hot. But do not keep sending out judgment, because you're attaching yourself to that person. You're judging them, or you're angry at them, and you're doing this, and you really are just hurting yourself, and that's why you don't have peace. So I just wanted to say that a little bit, because I just was thinking about it, and I really wanted to get that out while I was thinking about it, and while I was able to, you know, take that fiery energy and do something productive with it, which is, you know, a lot of times I talk about my fiery, you know, emotions and feelings, because I know that me thinking and festering over it and fuming over it and thinking about, oh, I could do this to that person, I could do that, like that, that's just me sending out attachment to them, and that's giving them power, and they don't need no more power from me. I need that power to fuel myself to go on another day and to be able to, you know, pour into myself. So I just wanted to say that and let that be today's message. So yeah, I'm wishing you all peace, love, and light, and empower yourself. Peace.